Chapter 77. Accustomed to privately deposit flowers on Giles' grave, and this was the first occasion since his death, 8 months earlier, on which Grace had failed to keep her appointment. Marty had waited in the road just outside Little Hintock, where her fellow pilgrim had been wont to join her, till she was weary, and at last, thinking that Grace had missed her, and gone on alone, she followed the way to Great Hintock, but saw no Grace in front of her. It got later, and Marty continued her walk till she reached the churchyard gate, but still no Grace. Yet her sense of comradeship would not allow her to go on to the grave alone, and still thinking the delay had been unavoidable, she stood there with her little basket of flowers in her clasped hands, and her feet chilled by the damp ground, till more than 2 hours had passed. She then heard the footsteps of Melberry's men, who presently passed on their return from the search. In the silence of the night, Marty could not help hearing fragments of their conversation, from which she acquired a general idea of what had occurred, and where Mrs. Fitzpiers then was. Immediately they had dropped down the hill, she entered the churchyard, going to a secluded corner behind the bushes, where rose the unadorned stone that marked the last bed of Giles Winterbourne. As this solitary and silent girl stood there in the moonlight, a straight slim figure, clothed in a plateless gown, the contours of womanhood so undeveloped as to be scarcely perceptible, the marks of poverty and toil effaced by the misty hour, she touched sublimity at points, and looked almost like a being who had rejected with indifference the attribute of sex for the loftier quality of abstract humanism. She stooped down and cleared away the withered flowers that Grace and herself had laid there the previous week, and put her fresh ones in their place. "Now, my own love," she whispered, "you are mine, and on mine, for as he has forgot ye at last, although for her you died. But I, whenever I get up, I'll think of ye, and whenever I lie down, I'll think of ye. Whenever I plant the young larches, I'll think that none can plant as you planted. And whenever I split a gad, and whenever I turn the cider ring, I'll say none could do it like you. If ever I forget your name, let me forget home and heaven. But no, no, my love, I never can forget ye, for you was a good man, and did good things." End of the Project Gutenberg text of The Woodlanders, by Thomas Hardy. Wood by Gutenberg Edition.